Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right, it's time for our Tradio program. Our phone number 907-772-3808. And you can give us a call. We'll put you on the air if you're looking to buy, sell, or trade. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Joe Bertagnoli. Good morning, Joe.
Top of the morning to you, Tom.
No callers yet. The Packers, they didn't lose this last weekend.
And the Seahawks didn't either. Neither one of them got a chance.
Yeah, they did. Right.
Did the Vikings lose?
No, they won.
No, yeah. Did they score a touchdown?
No, they did not.
Okay, that's pretty good. They don't score a touchdown and they win, so you're proud
of
that.
Name the last date in history that the Minnesota Vikings won a game with their kicker. Only their kicker.
I was going to say, did it ever happen?
I don't believe it ever has.
And yeah. it happened to be the one they did
the backup.
With, no, what, so what, 1965?
Yeah, right. So did you hear they had... So for those of you that don't follow the NFL, Minnesota Vikings, notoriously have kicker issues.
That's an understatement, Tom.
And so their new rookie kicker, who has been playing great, is injured and out for the season now. So they held tryouts in the Twin Cities.
Did you try out?
400 tried out.
You weren't there?
I would have. Wouldn't it have been fun just because it was an open invitation? You know, go on, try to kick a field goal.
Right.
You know, I don't know if they gave you a jersey and here, try to kick this ball. Of course, you know, yeah, I wouldn't have been selected. However, it was an open tryout. And this guy, I forgot, his last name is...
Come on, Tom. Is
Romo, but he's not related to Tony Romo, but... He made four field goals, and they won 12-7. Amazing.
You're proud of that, right?
Well, yeah. To have a kicker win a game, it's impressive. I mean, it doesn't happen very often at all.
Uh-huh.
And especially not for the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
But...
If I remember right, didn't a couple of those kicks come really close to the edge?
To the post?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did. Well, he was just on the street.
Jeez, yeah.
The guy was just came in off the street, you know, so he's a kicker now, but
yeah,
well, in the NFL.
What was he doing before he came off the street?
No, no, but he did have some history. Like, is it the XFL?
It seemed like he had something going. I think
he did something previously to that, but yeah, and the Seahawks did not play either.
So they didn't get a chance to lose.
Correct.
Aren't they on a 2-game losing streak?
Are they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they might be. They might be.
So can you name that one that they won, Tom? Can you name how many they've lost by a field goal? I mean,
the Vikings?
Yeah.
Well, the heartbreaker. Well, there were several heartbreakers.
You're going to remember that one forever, Tom. You're going to remember that to your grave.
That came to mind when it was Gary Anderson.
Oh yeah,
missed his first kick of the season.
At an opportune time.
And they did not go to the Super Bowl that year. It was the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last time they were in the Super Bowl was 1977.
You got a tissue, Tom? I think you're tearing up there just thinking about that.
Right. So we're here to take your calls, not talk football on the air. But our phone number is 907-772-3808. If there's an event coming up, you'd like to promote it, or if you're looking to buy, sell, or trade an item that you may have, or something you're looking for, we'll put you on the radio and take your phone call. 907-772-3808. And again, there was a message out for those that are on jury duty. You do need to call in this evening after 6 o'clock if you're on jury duty. There is a trial scheduled for next week. So after 6 this evening, call the recording phone line, and you'll get the message. And that number at the Petersburg Trial Court is 907-772-3826. That's the jury line. If you need information, the phone number to talk to someone at the court is 772-3824. But again, if you're on jury duty, call tonight after 6, 772-3826. Caller on line 1, good morning, you're on to radio.
Good morning, Tom. This is Paige.
Hello, Paige. Good morning.
Paige. Good morning, Joe. Hey, I am looking for 2 twin-size box springs, if anyone has such items. I'm in the market.
Mm-hmm. And no mattress.
No mattress. Right. I have a new mattress, but my bed frame is for box springs. And if I can't get box springs, I have to convert it. And I just thought...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I lodged into sawing and chopping.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these...
if I can get the box springs.
Yeah, some of these older homes, it's hard to get a box spring around a corner.
That's why, you know, is it a king-size bed?
It is a king-size bed,
so it takes a double mattress. Yeah, we've had those before, too.
Friends, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your contact?
907-201-0399.
Okay, thank you, Paige.
Thanks, Paige.
Thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
And next caller on line 2. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Are we done talking football?
We are.
Now we're talking Lefse.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, this is Sally calling. So you got the right word on that one. I love it. Well, first of all, the Muskegon-Muller Ears hat for starts. We had a great class on Saturday with the Sippin Painters. We had 23 painters, and everybody finished, and there was lots of food, lots of wine, lots of punch, and I think it was a really nice time had that afternoon. So I want to thank everybody who came.
So was there a teacher for that, Sally, or how did that run?
Well,
'cause you're going to do that annually now.
Well, we do it twice a year now, spring and fall.
Twice a year, okay.
But Judy Forgy kind of leads the parade because she can talk really loud, and she's used to doing it from her make and take and being up at the Parks and Rec for 28 years.
Right.
But then the rest of us kind of intersperse ourselves and sit in little groups with people and paint along with them. So if they have questions, we can stroke ours out or do it on paper and make them feel more confident and encourage people.
Hmm. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, and, you know, people get real relaxed after the first glass of wine, and their liner work looks pretty good. And, you know, we show them little tricks how to correct things, like if it's too wide going into the background, take a little bit of background paint and slim it down. And, I mean, there's just ways to make things look really good, even if you're a beginner.
So there's always a little bit of support there for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're there, and we have our sommelier there, our one guy member of the club, Carl Forgy. And he's talking wine and back notes and fruit and different things with the wine. So he knows what he's doing, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sip and Paint was a big success, and we just want to thank everyone who came. And then putting on my my bingo hat, Friday night, of course, bingo. I'm working on the menu. I'm not positive if it's refined enough yet to talk, but it's getting close. And then we also have the Harvest Potluck on Sunday at 5 p.m. And it's, as far as I know, there'll be maybe 2 turkeys, but we really encourage people to bring things they've harvested from the land, sea, or air as an entree or a side. And, of course, you can always bring salads and desserts to join in the potluck. Again, 5 o'clock on Sunday at the hall. And then most importantly for me is the bazaar is coming up on December 7th, and it'll be downstairs at the Sons of Norway. We're having sign-ups tomorrow between 12 and 1 upstairs in Bingo Land, and also on Friday for those that can't make it on Thursday, it'll be upstairs again from 12 to 1. And you need to pay before you get your space, So we're learning slowly. But if we don't get the money, people don't make the commitment. So anyway, we'll be there and waiting for people to come. We've got about 11 people that have called me already saying they'll be there. So it should be a good bazaar this year. We've got 13 food in the kitchen, 13 soups already spoken that they will be bringing. We're shooting for 16. We like to have a good variety for people to choose from for the soup kitchen on that day.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much, Sally.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sally.
Bye-bye. All right, take care. And next caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, it's Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
So, it has been decided we're switching to Christmas mode. We do have a lot, but we have a lot more Christmas than we had Halloween or Thanksgiving. But shop early, shop often if you want the good stuff.
That's a good mantra to go by.
Well, it's basically true.
It is. You bet it is.
At least people have a heads up instead of going, wait a minute, where's all the Christmas?
So what are your hours, Doug?
Wednesday through Friday, noon to 5. Saturday, 11 until 4. Please only bring donations when someone is actually present.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Hey,
bye, Dick.
And caller on line 2. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. It's Ashley Lohr calling.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. You got a solo art show coming up?
I do. It's coming up. It's Friday night from 5 to 7 at the Colossa Museum. The show will be up till the 26th. So if you miss the opening and you want to still see the show, there'll be 12 paintings and a lot of jewelry to look at. And the hours, they're on winter hours, so I've got, you might have to check on the hours, I forget right now.
Okay.
What time they're open, but they're on winter hours. The other thing is I have a class coming up tomorrow night, so two things this week. at the library, it's 5 to 7:30, enamel jewelry, enamel earrings with me at the library. Sign up today if you want to join the class, because if we don't fill the class to the minimum, then we'll cancel it. So we're kind of at that point where there's a chance it might be canceled, but if we have two more sign up, then we'll definitely be running it.
And to sign up, they get a hold of you?
No, they go to the library website and sign up on there on pstlib.org or call or stop in, of course.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Ashley.
Have a good Wednesday.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
So, again, the artist reception for Ashley's show at the museum is this Friday evening from 5 to 7. And the show, the display continues through November 26th, which is right around Thanksgiving. Fish and Game Advisory Committee is holding a meeting here in Petersburg Friday evening. It's going to be held in the Borough Assembly Chambers of the Municipal Building up on the second floor. Purpose of the meeting, discuss and make recommendations to the Board of Fisheries proposals for Southeast Region. You can attend by Zoom. The link is on the KFSK online calendar at kfsk.org. But again, that's Friday night in Assembly Chambers here in Petersburg. The Fish and Game Advisory Meeting begins at 6:30 Friday night. All right, Joe.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it.
Quiet Wednesday.
There is a middle school basketball championship happening this weekend here in Petersburg. It's Friday and Saturday. Games start at 2:30 on Friday, right after school. And that's in the community gym, not the high school gym. It's in the community gym. Mitkoff Middle School. Stikine Basketball Championships, Friday and Saturday. And then Viking Swim Club is hosting the November Rain swim meet this weekend as well. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the pool.
Nice.
So good opportunity to see the swimmers.
Did it say anything about the basketball? Who's coming to this little
No, we don't have that.
Okay.
But it's usually, I mean, I'm sure it's probably like maybe what's the name of that middle school in Ketchikan?
Ketchikan Middle School?
Yeah, they've got there's a name of it.
Well, I'm
but anyway,
I'm
probably
shooting
right
in the dark.
I'm assuming yeah. I'm assuming it's southeast. Yeah. You know, I don't think they're traveling from Kodiak or anything.
No, no, like maybe Ketchikan, maybe some Wrangell, maybe
yeah,
you know,
Wrangell, Ketchikan, maybe Craig,
maybe even Juneau's people coming down or something. Yep. Yeah, fun.
Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Thomas. Jeff Nucci.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey,
do
Jeff.
You know?
Good morning.
Are you reffing?
What's that?
Are you reffing for the middle school Mark. Basketball tournament?
I've done my duty.
So
that's
so
a no.
That is a hard no.
Oh, so that means you're not hard. Refereeing high school basketball anymore?
I'm not refereeing anything other than life.
You got a penalty now.
Well, you put in many, many years, Jeff. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Many
yeah, about
years.
30 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, my wife found a, looks like a 4x4 waterproof cover on the highway.
Hmm.
And I don't know the size. It has a elastic band around the bottom. But mm-hmm. if somebody lost it deer hunting, it's at my house, and they can call me at 907-518-9007.
Well, I'm sure they probably, by the time they got home, figured out it was gone.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate radio.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Okay, see you.
All right, okay. Well, Joe, I think we'll get to a rundown.
Well, let's do a rundown. Paige is looking for two twin box springs, no mattress. She's got the mattress, just needs the box springs. And if you happen to have two twin-size box springs, give Paige a call at 907-201-0399. And Sally called with a few things. She just wants to thank everybody that participated in the Sip and Paint this weekend. It was a good time and a good turnout. And then there will be bingo Friday, menu to be determined. Doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7. Sunday at 5 at the Sons of Norway Hall, they're going to have their harvest potluck. So bring something that you caught, that you shot, that you made, that you grew, or side dishes, whatever. And to go along with the potluck is Sunday at 5 at the Sons of Norway Hall. And she's going with the Holiday Bazaar, which is that December or November 11th?
Ooh. The bazaar?
Yeah, I just put the 7th. I don't know whether it was this. No,
I've got that here. But
it wouldn't be November 7th because it's already gone by. So let's go there, Tom. It's December 7th is the bazaar, just a little in advance there. And that's downstairs at the Sunset Airway. Sign up first. There would be sign-ups Thursday and Friday from 12 to 1. So you got to sign up and pay for your spot before you'll get it reserved.
Right. That's the noon hour tomorrow and Friday.
Yep.
And you got to do it in person. You can't make a phone call.
Correct. So just show up at the Suns and sign up for your booth or space or whatever they have. I'm sure they have them all charted out there for you. And and then that will be for the December 7th bazaar. Doug called, and the Salvation Army is in full-blown Christmas mode now. I'm sure there's some Thanksgiving stuff out, too, but Christmas stuff is all out. So if you want some decorations, some lights, some whatever Christmas-related, show up there. And their hours are from Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 11 to 4. And again, a reminder to only drop off items when they're open, when there's somebody there. Ashley called, and there is a art show Friday from 5 to 7 at the museum. If you're interested in going and seeing that, but the display will be up until the 26th of the month. So if you missed it, you can't get to the open house or the show itself, you can go see the art there. Also,
and that's Ashley's art.
Ashley's art at the museum, yes. And then she's running an enamel earrings class from 5 to 7:30 on
Friday.
Okay, but you have to sign up today. She needs to know if she's going to have enough people so she can go through with the class, or if she doesn't have enough, she will cancel it. So if you want a spot, you want to get there and make sure a class happens.
Thursday.
It is Thursday.
The enamel earrings class is tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow.
At 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but you got to sign up today.
Right, register at the public library.
Yeah. You can psglib.org if you want to sign up.
Okay. We've got another caller.
Okay.
Instead of letting them sit, we'll put you on the air. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. Good morning. This is Julie Walker.
Good morning,
I'm
Julie.
I'm calling about the swim meet. I heard you guys talking about the swim meet, and yes. I'm coordinating, so I just wanted to let folks know that we are still looking for a few volunteers if anyone's interested in volunteering at the swim meet.
Timers?
There's a lot going on this weekend. Yeah, mostly timers. Okay. Yeah, mostly timers or someone to, you know, help sell T-shirts or, you know, we'll put you to work if you're interested.
Sure.
Yeah, or bring a hospitality room item or something. So lots of options if anyone wants to help out with the Viking Swim Club. They can reach out to me. My number is 503-358-4080.
4080?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. And...
and a couple, one more item.
You've got more?
One more rundown, and we missed it.
And then next weekend, I want to jump ahead on this and make plans, Snow White Variety Show.
Okay, and that is what?
It's the Midcoff Mummers.
Oh,
it's next weekend.
Okay.
In the Wright Auditorium, 7 o'clock on, I think, was it 21st? Yeah, Friday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Wright Auditorium next weekend.
Okay. That's it. Well, we got, you just heard Julie call. If you're interested in helping out with the swim meet this weekend, call her at 503-358-4080, 503-358-4080. And one other thing, Jeff Bucci called, and he lives on Midcalf Highway, and he found a 4x4 cover on the road that probably blew off somebody's 4x4 coming into town or going out of town, one of the direction or the other. And if you got your home and found your 4x4 uncovered, call Jeff. He's got it at his house at 907-518-9007. And that's it.
All right. And again, looking ahead to next weekend, AMC, that's the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. They're conducting a fishing vessel drill conductor course next Saturday, the 23rd, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the public library. The cost is free for commercial fishermen. And you can register, get more information online at amsi.org or call 907-747-3287. Also, the PIA Annual Tribal Council election is coming up early January. And the declaration for candidacy deadline is coming up. That'll be on the 22nd of November is the deadline for the sign-up. More information, contact Petersburg Indian Association, 907-772-3636. Okay, Joe.
John Parker Romo.
That's it. That's his name.
Just thought
Thank
I'd
you.
Help you. I'm
not related.
No, I'm not related to John Parker in town here either.
And yes, or Tony Romo. caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yeah, good morning, Tom.
Hey, Lars.
Lars.
Thanks for joining us.
Calling in because we got to find a really good seamstress. I prefer to get Dorothy Spurl, but I lost her number. I have this really, really cute pillowcase that Dolores Lund made for my mom when she was pregnant with me. It shows a bunny rabbit on it that's pregnant, and then my three older brothers and older sister, little rabbits, and then I'm the one in her stomach.
Wow, and Dolores made it?
Yeah, DD1 made it.
Wow.
Got to be 66 years old, but it needs some really good care, so I can't just trust it to anybody.
Right.
And Dorothy, she's extremely good, but I don't have her number. So
all right, so you're looking for Dorothy or anybody else. What's your number?
907-772-3113, and my cell is 907-209-0565.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Lars.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
All right,
Lars.
And we've got those museum hours. They're open from 1 to 5.
For their
fall winter
okay,
hours.
You got that. Okay. Museum winter hours, 1 to 5 daily, 5 days a week?
I believe so. That's all it says on their website. I'm just looking at it. Well, that could be another caller for Tradio here this morning. And again, you can still join us. The phone number is 907-772-3808. regarding phones and all that, there is a local landline phone numbers have been targeted in a scam, claiming to be calling from the publisher's clearinghouse, stating that you've won a large sum of money. It's a scam. Hang up, contact Petersburg police. They're going to have you either contact FBI or something, or they will. But, you know, you locally just call the Petersburg Police Department for assistance on that if you suspect that you're being scammed by telephone or by mail. Who knows how they're doing it nowadays. They,
so that money isn't really coming tomorrow?
Not for you, Joe.
Huh. So that...
Ed McMahon is not even around anymore, Joe. So,
I mean... So that money I wired to him is not going to double?
Right.
Jeez.
So there you go. All right, well, thanks for joining us. We've got line one coming up. Healthcare for the homeless, important conversation that's coming up at 10 o'clock here this morning on KFSK. A lot of music for you throughout the day, too. Leo Luzak is with you for Street Beat this afternoon at 12:30, and Casey Hammer is your host for the High Country Music Program this afternoon at 2:30. Thanks for coming in, Joe.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Do you have a difficult time leaving your home but still need hospital services? You may qualify for home health services. Hi, my name is Sarah, bringing you this week's health tip. Petersburg Medical Center is a state-licensed, Medicare-certified facility. Our registered nurses, physical therapists, occupational and speech therapists, and registered dietitian can provide care in the comfort of your own home. Our nurses provide patient assessment, coordinate a personal care plan, supply teaching and training to caregivers, administer medications, perform skilled procedures, and provide end-of-life care. Our therapy department can assess the home setting for ways to improve safety and patient independence. The therapist can design and teach home exercise programs to patients and their families with the goal of helping the patient resume normal living activities after an illness or injury. Patients may receive education and training on assistive devices, meal preparation, personal care, and more. Home health services are covered by Medicare and Medicaid for patients who are homebound, under the care of a physician, and require skilled service. There is usually no cost to the patient if they meet these criteria. Private insurance companies often use the same guidelines for approving services. Petersburg Medical Center Home Health Department helps patients remain in the comfort of their own home while encouraging patients and families to be active participants in the care process. Let your doctor know how we can help you reach your goals. This message is brought to you by Petersburg Medical Center and KFSK Petersburg.